So I want to talk about this question that Rabbi Lubin mentioned yesterday that makes people make... Everyone seems to get bothered by this question. That we make Kabbalas, and then we're back to right where we started. So, like, what's the point? So, first of all, Stamazai, I don't most like the question. Like, we're really not any better than we were 5 years ago, but Maisa, we have to go through the motions. Not true. But Maisa, you look back, even if you weren't perfect in your thing, Maisa, a person works on something, eventually they get talking, get better. So imagine what you look at without El and Yom and Raim, and you, at least now you're still fighting the same fight you're fighting. Otherwise, that would be over, and you move on to. So the whole thing that a person is, I'm not sure. I like the question altogether. It's not true. We are better. You're working. You're stagging. People get better. But Bechlal, the whole question, Lachaira, you could answer the whole question, Minei Bay. In the Rambam in Rabbi Yoina, that the whole Hanukkah maybe whatever, I'm not saying it's wrong, but there's another Mahalach L'chara, is that the Rambam Kiyadua says, in other words, the question assumes that a Kabbalah that's not perfect is not, has no value to it. If you end up going back against the Kabbalah, basically has no value to it. So the Rambam says that in Perek Beis, Alacha Beis, Umayi Ev Tshuva, Umayi Atshuva, Shiyazav Achoyte Chetoy, V'yasirenu Mimachshavtoy, so yes, V'oizav Dachet, V'yigmar B'liboy Shalai Yaseihu Oid. So Pashup Shat, like Rabbi Itzala has a shtickle, Negev the Parashat Grada, of B'fichu V'avochal HaSoysoy, in Kech V'or, that Pashut Shat, he learns V'yigmar B'liboy Shaliyasenu Oid is Kabbalah Ala Asid, and he started off with Aziva. Shenem Ayazav Rosh Hadarko V'yishav Machshavoy, so which according to that Pashut is Shver, why did he bring Shenem Ayazav Rosh Hadarko if he already talked about Kabbalah also? Then he says V'chein Yisnachem Al Sha'avar, then he throws in Charata, K'yach Yishuv Nichamti. Then he says V'yoyin Alav Yedea Talumais, this is what everyone tells on. Oh, you deal, you that talumais, that you have to be in a darga, that lemaisa, you're never going to be chayte again. And if you don't hit this thing, lemaisa would never really hit this thing because of most of the things that we try to work on, we eventually are. So, shenemar v'loinemar oid alokin almasi adenu. So this is the way. So the way Rabbi Itzel learns the Seder Adav of the Rambam. The Rambam starts off with aziva sachet. Then he says yigmar b'libo shliyasenu oid. Then he says charata. Then he says yoyed alav yedea taluma. So according to Rabbi Itzel's pshat, so he says we already spoke about charata. Then he spoke about kabbalah al asid. He spoke about aziva sachet. Then he spoke about kabbalah al asid. Then he spoke about charata, and then he goes back to kabbalah al asid. As he says, Yoyed Allah Yedea Talumais. So, it still says, because to have a real Kabbalah, Allah Asid, you need Harata. Because if you don't really think it's that bad, and you're just doing it for extra credit, so then it's very hard to have a real Kabbalah. That's basically the Seder Adavar. But like we were more before, it's not so Mashman Rambam like that, because he says, Shenema Yazav HaShadaku back on V'yigmar B'libo Shalei HaSenu Oid. So, I heard from Shiva Rameyer, he said, Pshat is, in the Rambam, not like that. Pshat in the Rambam is, Hushiyazav achoy techet of yasir machshavtoi, v'yigmar b'libo shalei asedu oid, is the aziva sachet. And yigmar b'libo just means that he was machla to do that. He had made a decision that he's not going to do the chet anymore. It's not a level of Kabbalah, it's made a decision. So he made a decision, and he does charata. Then he says, this thing about this Kabbalah, he already decided he's not going to do it. Really, this thing is a new darga. It's not so much the Kabbalah al-Asid, it's a new darga that a person is so, the tikkun of the chait happened so stark by him that lemaisa, the tshuva worked so stark by him that he's never going to be chayte again. And it goes back to the Rambam in Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Ezui tshuva gemura, ze shebol yodei davar she'avar boy ve'efshar biyodei la'asos." And he doesn't do it. That means that really the tshuva legabe, the shame tshuva to fix the averis, is really with the azivas achet and the decision that you make not to do it. The tshuva gemura, which is that it's like chal in the mensch, that he's a bal tshuva, that he's changed mikoyach the tshuva, there you need that a higher darga. That's tshuva gemura, that it's already like nitvas in the person, the whole hanhag of the tshuva, and that's yudel of the talmus. But avad of the first two things without that is also chal, that he's the tshuva. Rav Huttner famously has a lot, probably 3 or 4 times in Yom Kippur over there in the Sefer, he writes that this Indian of Yedda Tav Talumas is a machlokes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rambam puts it in the key like some Akiv Tshuva, even though we're learning the Rambam it's not Akiv Tshuva. But he says Rabbeinu Yoina's clear that it's not like that. Rabbeinu Yoina says Charata and Azivas Achet earlier on, and then later in Ikar Chasrei, he says Azivas Chetu be his damin loiv who betokif tavasoi, that even betokif tavasoi nothing could happen, nothing could waver him off his Kabbalah, off his tshuva. Ezu bal tshuva she tshuvasa magasa kisei akavoid, and then he says this whole thing that his damin loy and his yetzer is as strong as his yetzer was before, etc. And this is hinei hu lifnei Hashem b'madriga al yoina min tshuva. So Rav Huna writes there that Avada Rabbeinu Yoina's klor, he's not learning Yedea Talumas is ma'akiv the whole tshuva. There's a tshuva before that, and there's a whole mahalach of tshuva before that. And there's another thing, Yedea Levedea Talumas. So according to Rabbeinu Yoina, where Rav Huna learns Rabbeinu Yoina, and according to the Rambam with this mahalach, then it's klor that this whole thing is for tshuva gemura, it's for a higher level, a person that's chal, a total different person. But a other person makes a decision in their mind, Yigmar Balibai, this is a decision that they want to do something better. That about is tshuva. A person decides they make the best effort, they're going to, it bothers them, and they're making a decision that they're not going to do it. So that alone is tshuva. So therefore, it makes no difference in that point what's the future. I ended up messing up again. Yeah, the person was going to believe, but he doesn't want to do it. It's like an aziva. The Prime Lashon says beferish this thing, l'chara. Because in the Keser Rosh, he says, Ikar daki atshuva mideraisa charata v'aziva sachet b'leiv shalem v'kabola ala haba. That's Ikar daki atshuva mideraisa. These are all Musagim deraisa. Then he says, "Tshuva atzmes apidina de gemara benokel latzes." Means to be yoytze. I mean, I guess there's ikra darkei tshuva. Everything goes into the darkei tshuva. But tshuva in the next ayis kuflama lamed aleph. He says, "Tshuva atzmes is bedina de gemara nokel latzes." Hainu sheyigmor bedaitoy shel yoshev lekis laoid umirira salev liyeseses. Gemira's das that he's not doing it. Doesn't say, and he's yoytze with that tshuva atzmes. So, l'chayra, that alone, a person's holding an amatziv, and they feel like they don't want to do it. They don't want. They I guess they have some sort of realistic mahalach that they were trying to work with. But the yigmar b'libay, without yedel of the talumais, is also good. It's also called tshuva. So even in the mahalach of tshuva, l'chayra, a person. I don't know why a person has to be a Navi that they think that last year it didn't work, so why should it be this year? Right now I'm being Gomer Belibay. So that's tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael, now, that's one thing. But there's a whole nother thing. There's a whole nother idea, L'chaira. There's a whole nother idea. That, so this is in tshuva alein, in the mahalach of tshuva itself, a person is... The dargo of Yedea Lav Yedea Talumois that he should think that he's never going back to that is not ma'akiv l'chayra in the kachuba. But l'chayra, there's more than that. Also, is that there's three other inyanim in making a kabbalah that Rabbi Saul says that he's talking about Yom Kippur here, and he says. Yom Kippur mechaper matshuva, azivas achet, achen gam hamaat toiv meoid, ein oruch lo binyani hatevel, lirois lekol apochais, shete eze kabbalah lahavol b'yom ha-kippurim, and he says a person should learn musar,
Adasha Yovala is a Kabbalah Lahabu Yom Kippurim, Uvachop, Bechina Ktana Shabakhtana, is a Shayoch and Adamas Atzma, Lahagda, Bechina Yom Kippurim, Shalah, Ain Arach, the Ain Dai, Boer, Hatzlachas Nafsha. So, what's he saying? He's an Indian to do a Kabbalah Ktana. So, this whole thing that we're talking now is when the person's coming and he's mamash attacking the entire Chet, and he's saying, I'm never going to do this ever again. And I'm and every all those things. So then, even that, there's a mahalach to it when a person maybe thinks that, well, last year I did, I also thought that, but still there's a mahalach to it. If he's yigmar b'libo shel ha'asenu oid, then there's still a mahalach to it. But there's a whole other different mahalach, is that a person doesn't have to attack necessarily the whole thing. A person takes a bite-sized piece of something, and they make a kabbalah, a ketana shel ketanos. So Rishol says that he's magdil the bechinas yom kippurim shalai. So, what's the inyan? He's not really doing true. He's keeping half. He's not really fixing his problem. I mean, he's so. L'chor, there's three mahalachim in that. One mahalach is that, like Rabbi Yonah writes someone that a person that basically doesn't do tshuva is telling Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't care. So he says he doesn't care. So Mele, he works on one thing, a small inyan, so he cares. So he's not married negin malka. There's another whole inyan that Chavar Rishal means is that the Gemara Nida asks the Stira. Money that asks that one pasuk says ki la'achpoitz b'maysames ki mishav rasha midarke v'chaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu says he doesn't want maysames. The other pasuk says he does want. Some another pasuk there that says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is chafetz b'mays rishayim. So is he chafetz? Is he not chafetz? So Gemara says kam b'shoyes in tshuva, kam b'she'enoyes in tshuva. So I heard from Mamet Yisio. So he said. Like the Gemara I've said over before that kam she'ois and tshuva, kam she'ein ois and tshuva. Doesn't say kam she'os and tshuva. If he already did tshuva, then why is he calling him Rasha? It's a chiddush. Kim b'shuv Rasha midakar v'chay. He already did tshuva. So what's the Gemara making in Rakim to kam she'ois and tshuva, kam she'ein ois and tshuva? He already did the tshuva. So it says it doesn't mean b'she'os and tshuva. It means b'ois and tshuva. Means he's still a Rasha. So why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu chafetz in him? Because he's ois and tshuva. He's in the process of doing tshuva. So a person looks at a small thing, and they're working on it. Okay, so he's oisa tshuva. He wasn't goymeret because he's still a rasha. Could be, but he's oisa in the tshuva. So the process of oisa and tshuva assumes that he's not finished yet. So a process means that he's not perfect. Why do you have to be perfect? There's a thing called being oisa tshuva. It doesn't mean that there's nothing that until you're finished you didn't do anything. There's a person's in the process and he's working on something, and he goes back forth up down, but they're in the process. So it's called ois and tshuva. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'chaim then, Hakadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'chaim of the person who's ois and tshuva. So it doesn't say that he has to be perfect, and more than that, the Gemara says Yom Kippur is mechaper l'shavim. So this person is called shavim. So he has the bechinas. Somewhere Yisrael is talking. He's called shavim because he's doing tshuva. So he has that which the Yom Kippur is mani l'shavim. And there's all the third inyan is that Yisrael says somewhere else that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, so it says that that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill Klal Yisrael kam kshei oyerfu. So Yisrael says, "What's Am Kshei Oyerf? What's so bad about that? They also did Avod Zara. They did the Egel. They did a lot of things. What's Am Kshei Oyerf? So if it weren't for Am Kshei Oyerf, I could see that they would do tshuva. So Mamela will keep them around for the opportunity to do tshuva. But since they're Am Kshei Oyerf, so now there's no potential for them to do tshuva. So Mamela now the Chet Egel is Mamela Oyerf. So in other words, if a person is satisfied with the status quo, so their hagdor is at the Am Kshei Oyerf. They're satisfied with what they're satisfied with their matziv. Person satisfied with it, so then they can't. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu just looks at them totally differently. So a person works on something. I'm mechuyev now to get a whole. Oh, I don't know. Is it gonna be? Is it gonna be perfect? It's the artem zach. The person, it bothers them something, and they're trying to figure it out. Last year, this, The point is that there's something that's on the table that I'm working on. And there's something that's on the table that a person A, he's called Oisin Tshuva, and he's zoicha to the Kapar Yom Kippurim. He's zoicha to Kadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Chaim. He's showing that he's not murdered in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's showing that he's not Am Kshei Erev. That alone is the whole Indian by itself. Of working on an Indian, and Bechlal, even in the Gdarim of Tshuva Alein, it could be that it's not Makiv in the Gdar of Tshuva Alein. Like Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi writes Beferish, that the whole Yodel of Talumas is the higher Darga, and even in the Rambam, it could be that it's not the Ikar Zachli. Ikar Zachli is a person makes the Gmiras Das, they make a decision that they don't like it, they don't like that Hanhaga. And they're working on it. Could be even in the Agdars of Tshuva Lin, that's enough. So a person shouldn't think that, oh, if I'm not perfect, I shouldn't try. Even with that alone, that a person's work on it itself is Tshuva, is a Mahalach and Tshuva. So that Lachar is a Divrei Chizuk for this Indian, that even if we think that when I was successful, the fight itself is Kedayim Mitzvah. Okay.